My Journey to Heaven. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you My Journey to Heaven. Now, hold your hats and come along with me and we'll have a wonderful journey to heaven. Gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Heaven, that is where I live. That heaven, that is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I found is love. I love is found. Gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Gonna take a very special journey. My usual journey inward. Heaven, that is where I live in heaven. That is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I love is found. I love is found. Gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Once again, gonna take a very special journey. Gonna take a journey home. Gonna take a journey to heaven. Heaven is within me. Heaven, that is where I live in heaven. That is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I love is found. I love is found. I'm gonna take a very special journey. I prepared my mind very well. I have filled my consciousness with love. I have filled my thoughts with wholeness. Heaven, that is where I live in heaven. That is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I love is found. I love is found. Every time I have a little reminder that something needs to have my attention, I am filled with a positive thought of my purest and loveliest intentions. Once again, every time I have a little reminder that something needs my attention, I am filled with a positive thought of my purest and loveliest intention. Heaven, that is where I live in heaven. That is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I love is found. I love is found. I say of myself every moment of the day, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I claim every moment of the day, I am whole and perfect now. Heaven, that is where I live in heaven. That is where my heart is. Heaven, that is where all I love is found. I love is found. Heaven, heaven, heaven for me. Have to make a conclusion for that. But it's a good start. I figured I'd rattle these off. We have to do a little bit of work on part of that, but that's okay. My journey to heaven. I empower my reality by every thought I think, every word I say, and every action I do. I fill my inner gas tank with powerful thoughts so that whenever there is a condition I want to empower, the words and thoughts, the ideas and awareness is instantly there to do the work. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am the pure white light of love. I surround my body, life, and affairs with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order now. I live a life of blessing. I bless first myself and my subjective and objective world. I bless all of my creation. I bless my dreams that they find perfect fulfillment. I bless the universe as a place where everyone lives in the awareness of who they are, themselves, and being themselves at all times and having fun. My universe is a joyous universe filled with light and love. My body is a divine vehicle for God indwelling. I am happy all the time. All of my world is a happy world all of the time. All of my world is a pure reflection of my love for it. I like me. I am a spiritual master.
Thank you.
Think about these things and watch the miracles happen in your life. We have a difficulty, and that difficulty is we have been putting the wrong gas in our gas tank. We are a super engine. We're not a regular engine or a low engine. We're a super engine. We are working in high gear all the time, a super engine. So we need super octane. And super octane is, I like me. I'm happy, I'm joyous, I'm free now all the time. Everything is beautiful. Positive, 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 positive. And when I have all these thoughts positive in my mind all the time, then should any incident come up in my life that would try to distract me, and they do too. They come up, they try to distract us. I will not be one to fall in the trap. I stub my toe, I say, I'm holding perfect. I see a problem in the world, I say, everything is in divine order. I see what might be called a tragedy, I say, all is in divine order. God is in his holy temple, my body, and all is in divine order now. You see, I have my gas tank so filled with positive thoughts, with positive attitudes, and positive living, and positive thinking, and no matter what comes up in my world, I am ready for it. I am ready to experience anything from the positive point of view. I empower only the positive. I empower only the pure. I empower only the true, the wonderful, the magnificent. I empower only that which I am. I'm going to make a couple of mentions here, but ignore it. I do not allow any dirty thoughts in my mind. I do not allow any thoughts of limitation in my mind. I do not allow any thoughts which would limit me or anybody else in my mind. I like me. So why should I reach out and take anything that is not like me? Everything that is pure and good and beautiful, that's like me. That is what I take in my life. That's what I live in my life. That's what I experience in my life. And that's what I am. And you too. Just remember, there is no place in our world for anything opposite or contrary to our highest good. We will not recognize it. We will not empower it. We will not endorse it. We will not say it. We will not think it. We will not be it. We will only be the positive. So today, let's empower the positive in our life. Let's empower every good and beautiful thought. Let's put that high-octane gas in our tank, you know? Let's put that high-grade oil in our tank. Let's do everything we can to make this engine, this vehicle, run as smooth as can be. Because it's designed to work perfectly. It's designed to do everything right. Our mind is designed to see everything beautiful. Our heart is designed to love everything. Our body is designed to be immortal, to be eternal. It is our ideal body. But we have to get back to that ideal body. We have to sort of sometimes dump the old body even and take on that new body. So many people talk about being reborn and talk about New Jerusalem and all that sort of stuff. All they're talking about is letting the old go and taking on the new. Taking on the purity, the goodness, and the truth about you, about me. That's all there's to it. Nothing more, nothing less. But isn't it wonderful? Gonna take a very special journey, gonna take a journey home, gonna take a very special journey, gonna take a journey home. We will work on this song and polish it and make it all the more beautiful so that the phrases flow. And you probably remember it as an old song from the 40s. Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna take a journey home, gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna take a journey home. And we are going to take a very special journey to that part within us, which we call heaven. Have a wonderful day. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I see everything beautiful in your world now and forevermore, because that's what I see in my world.